Intelligent Transportation Systems Podcast. Welcome to the ITS Podcast. This is episode 28, 4 September 2015. I'm Javier Sánchez Medina from the Intelligent Transportation Systems Society. After this little holidays break, we are back with a brand new episode for your ears, for our precious and selected audience. Today in the central ring we have Professor Rosaldo Rossetti interviewing Dr. Seong-Woo Kim from Seoul National University, talking about his recent paper at the ITS magazine entitled "The Impact of Cooperative Perception on Decision-Making and Planning of Autonomous Vehicles." They talk about very hot topics in our field. Additionally, we do have a special issue of the Transportation History by our brilliant new volunteer, Dr. Halung Eren. Don't miss it. Finally, we also have a very interesting news mini section by Dr. Marian Kaveshkar about how a couple of guys recently hacked a Jeep Cherokee. If you are into ITS communication systems, connected vehicles, etc., you cannot miss this one. So that's it. Are you ready for the ride? We'll start now.
The History of Transportation. This is a special edition of the Transportation in History mini section done by Dr. Haluk Eren at Pratt University, Elazığ, Turkey. Transportation stands for transferring something from one place to another, whose aim may be public, commercial, or military. Transportation environments may also include road, sea, air, railway, canal, river, or space. From the ancient era to now, some of vehicles have been human food, animal, chariot, cart, balloon, train, automobile, ship, aircraft, and spacecraft. Most of people deserve to travel farther, visit new attraction places, and expand their influence areas, optimizing cost and time with most proper transportation method. Thus, its technology has advanced in history as well as fuel types, including animal or manpower, fossil fuels, electric, and many more. Also, guidance equipment in history has been improved from compass to modern navigation devices. But passion of carrying goods and navigation system for bee, ant, bird, or fish has been unchanged and was inspiration for humanity since primeval era. In the ancient ages, human being moved on foot for carrying some of goods and traveling. Boot coverings, skis, and snowshoes extended the traveling distances. Then they started to use domesticated animals. Animal-drawn wheeled vehicles were appeared in the ancient Near East in the 4 or 5000 BC. And spread to Europe and India in the 4000 BC, and China about 1200 BC. The modern history of road transport is recalled with horse-drawn vehicles, bicycles, motor cars and trucks, and of course electric vehicles. With critical wheel invention, wheeled vehicles appeared from the second half of the 4000 BC. The other major inventions are steam-powered and internal combustion engines and electric vehicles. Silk Road and Grand Canal are sample early transportation infrastructures in World Heritage Sites. In the Industrial Revolution, the first modern highways were designed in late 17th century. With the development of motor transport, increased need for hard-topped roads has occurred. From the Stone Ages to Industrial Revolution, we can see primitive boats to steamboats. and later diesel-powered ships. Titanic tragedy in early 1900 could not stop ship construction industry. The history of rail transportation dates back nearly 500 years. After 1820s, modern rail transport systems appeared with steam locomotive, keeping its form over the next 100 years. The history of rail transport also includes the history of rapid transit with today's very fast bullet trains. First motor-powered airplane was designed in early years of 19th. Imitating birds, balloons, airships, gliders, and eventually powered aircraft and other types of flying machines were invented. Commercial aviation grew rapidly from Second World War. Afterwards, the first space flights were achieved with Vostok 1 and Apollo 11 in 1961 and 1969. In the beginning of the 21st century, subsonic military aviation developed several unmanned aerial vehicles. Major disruptions to air travel in the 21st century were the closing of U.S. airspace following the September 11 attacks and the European airspace after the 2010 volcanic eruption. As the state of the art technologies are considered, needless to say that eco-friendly, intelligent, connected, and autonomous technologies may play a prominent role in the next generation of transportation.
This is the News Mini section for episode 28, September 2015, by Mariam Kaveshkar. Hackers remotely kill a Jeep on the highway, with me in it, says Andy Greenberg from the Wired website. As he was driving a Jeep Cherokee with a speed of 70 miles per hour, hackers take control of dashboard, including vent, climate control, music system, and windshield wipers. His attempts to control what was happening were in vain. Finally, the photo of two hackers appears on the digital display of the car. Charlie Miller and Chris Wolosek had taken control of Jeep Cherokee that Greenberg was driving. Luckily, they had warned him, since it was a pre-planned hacking attack. They have been working on this hacking technique for the past year. This technique is called zero-day exploit. It avails the hackers to take control of any of the thousands of cars via the wireless internet, controlling the dashboard, steering wheel, brake, and transmission. All they need is a laptop. The hackers can even kill the engine in low speeds and engage the brakes or disable them. They are not trying to perfect a steering wheel control, which can only be controlled while reversing. The attack took place through the internet connection of the car UConnect. This is an internet-connected computer feature in hundreds of thousands of Fiat Chrysler cars, SUVs, and trucks. The system controls the entertainment system, phone calls, navigation system, and also making it a hotspot. After some time, Chrysler announced that it is issuing a recall for about 1.4 million cars. They have already taken steps to block the attack and design security tools that detect and block attack on Sprint networks through which the entertainment and navigation systems are connected to internet. NHTSA encouraged people to update the software and fix the problem. What happened to Jeep was not the first attack of this kind. Earlier this year, BMW had to offer a software patch to fix its problem. Hackers had remotely unlocked the doors of the car. To sum it up, turning the vehicles to some kind of smartphones requires strong cybersecurity rules in addition to traditional traffic rules to keep the roads safe.
Hello again. Let's start now with the main course of this episode, our interview with Dr. Seong-Woo Kim, featured by Professor Rosaldo Rossetti. from University of Porto. Have fun!
Hello, this is Rosaldo Rossetti from the University of Porto. Today we are with Seo-Woon Kim from Seoul National University in Korea. Seo-Woon Kim received the bachelor and the master's degree in electronics engineering from Korea University in 2005 and 2007 respectively, and the PhD degree in electrical engineering and computer science from Seoul National University in 2011. He was a postdoctoral associate with the Singapore MIT Alliance for Research and Technology. In 2014, he joined the Seoul National University, where he is now a research assistant professor at the Intelligent Vehicle IT Research Center at the Seoul National University. Dr. Kim received the Best Paper Award finalist at the 3rd International Conference on Connected Vehicles and Exposition held in Austria in 2014. He is the leading author of a recent IEEE ITS magazine article entitled The Impact of Cooperative Perception on Decision-Making and Planning of Autonomous Vehicles. Seo-Woon, thank you very much for joining us today.
This is Seo-Woon Kim at Seoul National University. First of all, I really appreciate Professor Rossetti for your kind invitation and introduction. I have thought that ITS podcast is interesting and great for ITS society because it provides a chance to share the real motivation and behind the scene not easy to see in formal scientific papers or articles. Hopefully, our podcast audiences enjoy this talk.
Seo-Woon, we hear of astonishing autonomous driving advancements almost every week. Some of them are meant to be vehicle-centered. Some of them rely a bit more on the infrastructure and the communication networks. Your paper deals with a very interesting topic, cooperative perception. What is the main objective of the research reported in this publication?
Let's start with how this research has been initiated. When you drive on the road, we encounter some situation where a big bus or truck is ahead of us. In this case, it is very difficult to make a decision, change the lane or wait for a while, because we don't know what happens ahead of the big vehicle. Whenever encountering this situation, I always imagine to install a long pole on top of my car roof and then put a camera on top of the pole. The camera is connected to my iPhone through wireless communication. Using the pole and wireless camera, we can see what happened in front of us. Do you know what the problem of such a system is? It looks ugly, like a filler of insect. So I was looking for alternatives, something fancier. Instead of installing a filler on top of my car, how awesome if someone ahead of me let me know the ahead traffic situation. This is main concept of cooperative perception. By using this, perception range can be extended even beyond line of sight and beyond field of view, which can provide see-through view or third-person view to driver. It can be definitely useful information for both human driver and automated driver in terms of safety and traffic flow. Especially, this ITS magazine article deals with the impact of corporate perception on autonomous driving.
Some of us believe that our community has to start trying to convince the general public on the need of a cultural change towards accepting more and more autonomy in our daily transportation. Your paper is also great in that sense. What do you think about autonomous transportation?
Even a couple of years ago, overall response of autonomous vehicles are not positive. For instance, if I introduce I'm researching on the autonomous vehicle, people ask a serious question like, whose responsibility if accident happened by autonomous vehicle on the road? The image of autonomous vehicle was connected with something negative, like dangers, low performance, accidents, responsibility, and so on. Recently, I have participated in a number of exhibitions with autonomous vehicle our group have made. The questions from people has been changing. They are saying, when is this autonomous vehicle available in the market? I want to buy it because I want to go home by my car, even if I get drunk. However, still there is a skepticism like, why the machine take my driving enjoyment from me? Even such a negative responder, like an autonomous valet parking and long-distance autonomous driving. From the perspective of business, autonomous vehicles start to be considered as a method to increase employee productivity. Sadly, we may have to work even while driving in the near future. Anyway, there has been already many needs of autonomous vehicle. Moreover, people start to naturally accept the autonomous vehicle and think there are new applications.
How about security? Privacy and the security of communication networks used in such connected vehicle projects is a very hot topic right now, and an important issue needing further discussion. You know, some of us are concerned about the bad guys hacking into these networks for their evil purposes. So, how do you see privacy and security issues today and their role in autonomous transportation tomorrow?
Of course, privacy and security are one of the most essential issues of connected vehicle technology. Our car is a very private space where we can be alone. A driver may be very sensitive to share his any information with others. However, connected vehicles should inherently share its movement and trajectory or views with other vehicles or infrastructure, with a compensation of safety and driving efficiency. In principle, there is no perfect solution for privacy and security of any applications. I think it is a problem of user decision. A user has to choose less security and privacy with higher safety or less safety with more security and privacy.
You talk about safer and smoother autonomous driving by using this global perception of roads. Can you please elaborate a bit more on that?
Okay. 10 years ago, I attended some conference where 300 kilometers away from city Seoul. After all talks finished in the conference, I was in an express bus on the way towards city Seoul. The bus driver drove his bus very aggressively. He almost attached his bus to his preceding car, then he sharply changed the lane. Although the express bus has less driving performance than any sedan in terms of acceleration performance, the express bus arrived in Seoul faster than a sedan or at least as much as a sedan. How could he do? The clue is the height of driving seat. The express bus driver's driving seat is normally lifted higher than any sedan, so he can see farther than other vehicles, so he can know when to accelerate and when to change the lane. As perception lanes can be extended beyond the preceding car, autonomous car can also drive better and better.
According to your paper, one of the main advantages of the proposed system is that you may have an efficient collision avoidance surface, having a better knowledge of what is happening away beyond a specific vehicle. How is that so?
Okay. Anyone who visits Korea should land on Incheon Airport. Incheon is 60 kilometers away from Seoul. There is a highway between Seoul and Incheon, which is wide enough and less traffic. By the way, on the highway, a similar car accident happens again and again. Some car A is stuck on the road. Behind the car A, an express bus B is coming in the same lane. The bus B avoids the car A. The problem is that there is a car C behind the bus. The car C cannot notice what happened ahead of the bus. So after the bus B changed the lane, the stopped car A suddenly appeared in front of the car C. The result is bang. If there is a method to let the following car know what happens ahead of me, such an accident can be avoided or at least reduced, I believe. This is also one motivation of this corporate perception research.
There is another element concerning safety that may be significantly affected if the architecture such as the one you propose is set up. It is about overtaking. Both at manual and automated driving, overtaking is a difficult and risky maneuver. How could such an augmented perception system improve safety in overtakings?
One of my colleagues drives very fast. We all may have at least one such a friend. He approaches toward his pristine car with tens of centimeter gap. Then he sharply changes the lane. It looks very dangerous. But he had a know-how to overtake like this. He was looking at the window of his pristine car. Through the window, he can see what happens ahead of his pristine car. For instance, if there is no car ahead of the pristine car, there is no reason the pristine car reduces speed. In this case, he can bring his car toward his pristine car with confidence. However, drivers more and more prefer tilted windows that preserve their privacy. We cannot see through the pristine car's window anymore. So such a technique is less useful nowadays. Instead, a see-through perception capability provided by corporate perception we propose can make an overtaking decision easier with more information in this manner.
Very well. We now need to make a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Hi there. We are recruiting volunteers for the ITS podcast. If you like our show and you think you can share some of your time with us, please let us know. Send us an email to itsspodcast@gmail.com. itsspodcast@gmail.com. We will appreciate it. Now let's get back to our today's interview. Thank you.
We're back with Dr. Kim from Seoul National University, talking about cooperative perception. Sungwoo, how would that proposed architecture coexist with, let's call them, blind cars that are neither sensor-equipped nor connected to the rest of the vehicles on roads? Is it flexible enough to support a mixed scenario in that sense?
Good point. The penetration ratio is very important for overall performance of corporate perception. Let things this way. A new automotive technology related to safety is not well adapted to the market because it increases the car price. Generally speaking, safety-related functions start to be adapted by safety regulation. I expect that connected car technology, including corporate perception and corporate driving, can be penetrated to the market by proving safety increase of the technology. It will take time. We can consider that a car black box can be networked, which can be used for corporate perception. Vehicle-to-infrastructure approaches can be alternative.
How about an energy efficiency? Do you think this global awareness cooperative sensing system may have a positive influence towards making individual vehicles more energy efficient?
Our driving decision is highly affected by traffic environment and other drivers. If we can know the near future traffic situation, we can drive smarter, which means less braking, for instance. Along with the autonomous vehicle, longer perception range by corporate perception can provide more energy efficient driving by less braking and less rapid acceleration.
Great. Now, talking about future developments, I'm very curious about your ideas regarding the applicability of multi-agent systems in transportation. How do you intend to apply multi-agent solutions to improve the control of such systems?
In the context of driving on the road, multi-agent system can be connected to corporate driving. In a sense of sharing information among vehicles, corporate perception and corporate driving are similar. But corporate perception is more independent on others, even though exchange information. Because I expect corporate perception can be more useful for long-term perspective driving decision at this moment. For multi-agent system control, more control-oriented information should be included in the communication messages exchanged among vehicles. I'm trying to melt down corporate perception on corporate driving and multi-agent system for more safe and efficient driving. Anyone can visit my website and see some preliminary research, including video on that. I hope that we can meet with this issue as a future work.
Very well. Thank you very much, Dr. Kim. This has been a really stimulating, instructive, and nice conversation. I'm very sure our listeners will be delighted. Thank you very much indeed, and I wish you all the very best of luck with your system and research.
It was very fun and interesting to meet audiences out of a scientific paper. Audiences can find the technical details in the coming ITS magazine. I hope that all of listeners have enjoyed this talk.
I'm sure they have. Okay, and goodbye.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Well, we're wrapping up this one now. It's time to end it. But don't be sad, we are already working on the next one, and you can always check our previous episodes at itsp.ciceei.com. Please feedback us with your comments and improvement ideas. We'll really work hard for you, because we love our research field and disseminating it. This podcast is sponsored by the IEEE Intelligent Transportation Systems Society, website designed and managed by the Innovation Center for the Information Society at the University of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria in Spain. Soundtrack developed by Rubicon, language advisory by Manuel Arbelo and Professor Sean Williams from Clemson University, South Carolina. We'll be back soon bringing you again the cutting edge of science at the Intelligent Transportation Systems podcast. Thanks for listening, and drive safe.